gather together this Sunday, on this beautiful day the Lord has blessed us with. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to be moved by the Spirit this morning. Need assistance with food, and we want to thank you for those donations. And And last but not least, thank you for your donations to the Benevolence Fund. This fund is to assist individuals in our community who are going through difficult financial times. And so the donations you make are making a lasting impact in our community. So thank you for those donations. And you can continue to do that, not just this week, but in the coming weeks. Also, just that I mentioned just a moment ago, we are going to be transitioning this week from our CD ministry, our CD distribution, to our shut-ins and our unbound members, and we'll be transitioning to DVD ministry. Now, many of you are already receiving CDs, and if you are, we'll be bringing DVDs to you so you can watch the worship service. But if you're not on that list, if you would like to receive a DVD each week, please contact the church. We need to know. We've got our numbers. We've got a list already. But if you want to be on that list, please contact the church office this week, and we'll add you to the list, and we'll distribute those DVDs each week. But this is an important way that we can extend our worship service out into our community, especially to our shut-in members. We know many of them have been listening to the worship service, but seeing the worship service is going to be so much more joining. It'll be like they're connecting with us, and we know that that'll be an important time for them. So again, if you want to be included on that list, please contact the church office this week. We are gathered here to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, where two or more are gathered, not just in one place, but as a community across the internet this morning. We know the Spirit is with us, and He is joining us and leading us in worship. That is who we celebrate today. So I encourage you to stand up at home, and let's sing our first song this morning.
First hymn this morning is Be Still and Know.
Yes, we apologize about the mix-up there. That happens, and that is just worship in the virtual world, so we can't make the changes there. But thank you for joining and singing with us, and we hope the words will be correct for the upcoming songs that we sing. As we gather this morning, our opening scripture passage comes from John chapter 16, starting with verse 29. Then Jesus' disciples said, "Now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things, and that you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. That makes us believe that you came from God. You believe at last," Jesus answered, "but a time is coming and has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." As our focus this morning is on peace and that fruit of the Spirit this morning, let us go to the Lord in prayer this day. Creator God, May your peace reside with us as we worship you this day. May you guide us through our present challenges. Protect us when we are in need and inspire us with your love. May we acknowledge your presence, not just in our time of worship this day, but in all the human goodness that we see. May you bring us home, rejoicing to our place of rest that is found only in you. Creator God, we now lift praises, we now lift prayers, and we now lift our actions to honor you in worship this day. We pray this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our next hymn that we're going to sing this morning is Like a River Glorious, and you might not be very familiar with this hymn, but this hymn was written by Francis Ridley Havergal. And in verse 1, it says that we should look to God for peace like a river. And in verse 2, it says that we should hide ourselves in the hollow in his hand. In verse 3, it says that we should remember that God rules over every joy and trials. So sing with us, like a river.
wanted to just update you on the plans for worship here at First Baptist Elon during the month of February. I told you that church leadership had been discussing what the plans would be and trying to decide what would be the safest thing for our congregation. And as we are drawing near to turning the calendar to the month of February, I just wanted to share the update the church leadership has decided on. While, of course, all our desires are to come back together again for worship in the sanctuary, considering the COVID numbers in our county, our state, and our world right now, we feel it would be best to continue just with the virtual worship service at 10 a.m. for the coming weeks. We pray for the day that we will be able to join under one roof again in this place in our sanctuary for worship, and we know it's drawing soon. I pray for the day I'll be able to greet you in the church foyer as you arrive for worship. I pray for the day that we'll be able to join around the tables upstairs in our fellowship hall for a church family meal. And these times are coming quickly with the increase of distribution of the COVID vaccine, but we're not quite ready as we consider the health for our congregation, our worship leadership, and for all involved. So I hope you will continue to join us via Facebook Live on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. or through our website or through our DVD ministry during the month of February. And may we continue to worship together as the body of Christ virtually until we come together once again in this place. Now, as we transition to the time of service where we pray for the offerings that we collect during the week and on this day, let us go to the Lord in prayer this morning. God of deliverance, during this time of worship, in returns to you some of the blessings that you have given to us. While we pray in silence and we collect our thoughts on the day and the week ahead, we are reminded to set our hearts and minds on your steadfast love. You alone are our rock. You alone are our fortress. You alone are our salvation. We experience comforting solace in your refuge, and for that we give you thanks. Thanks be to God this day and for every day and forevermore. Amen.
Our special today is a song that Langston sang several months ago called Waymaker. Listen to the words carefully as we sing. And we're going to be doing this song in the next couple of weeks as one of our song of praise. And so listen to the words so you'll get familiar and so you'll be able to sing with us in the next couple of weeks.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Amen. Thank you, Gay, Leslie, Pam, and Burke for singing with us this morning. Burke, it's good to have you behind the microphone today, not just behind the piano. It is a wonderful, powerful song, and I encourage you to be prepared to sing it next week. And I encourage you to go. If you go online to find the words, we'll have the words on the screen next week. But if you read the words, the power in the words in that chorus, it is a powerful, moving song. Let us go to the Lord in prayer this day before we dive in. God, you are our safe place to hide. You are our mighty fortress. You are our ever-present help in time of need. We can and do turn to you in the midst of our troubles. And Lord, our world is full of difficulties right now. Lord, we may feel afraid, but it does not overcome us because we know we can put our trust in you. Your love and grace are like streams of water in the desert. Your joy comes splashing down upon us. You refresh and renew us like rain coming down on the earth. Bring your water of life to those who are thirsty this day and living in a dry, weary land. Where there are wars, Father, bring your peace. Where there is starvation, Father, fill the empty bellies. Where there is despair, Father, bring your hope. Where there is animosity, Father, bring your reconciliation. Where there is abuse, Father, bring your tender mercies. Where there is poverty, bring your charity. Where there is illness, Father, bring your healing. Where there is grief, Father, bring your gentleness. Where there is injustice, Father, bring your justice. Lord, you are our mighty fortress, our strong deliverer. In you we put our trust and release ourselves into your hands. We are your servants this day and every day. Amen. As we think about our opportunities of worship these past few weeks, I just want to say thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us again this morning. Thank you again for joining us for worship, because, you know, we obviously, we would love to gather in this place. And that would be the not just the easiest, but the way that we would prefer. That would be our preference. But we know this day that as we gather, wherever we're gathering, in our homes, in our workplaces, with family and friends, that you are with us, Father. We give you thanks, and we give you thanks that you decided to join us this morning. I pray that this week the Lord has blessed each of you and your families with a week of health, security, and fruitful living. The last 2 weeks in our sermon series, Bringing the Fruit in 2021, we have looked at the fruits of goodness and self-control. Now, my hope is that as we progress in the series of how we can make a lasting impact in this new year of 2021, you will begin to see how many of these fruits may work together. They're not isolated, they're not individual, but they work together in creating opportunities to make a difference. For example, it is always easier to share goodness with others, especially those relationships with those individuals that we struggle with, if we have a little bit of self-control heading into that encounter. And I pray that this morning we turn our attention to another fruit, that you'll see how they all work together. Now, we have addressed the fruit that we're going to talk about this morning many times over this past year, not just during the time of Advent at Christmas time, but also throughout the year, where we have recognized that we truly need to share the fruit of peace. If you turn your attention to our communion table this morning, you will notice that I have chosen the avocado as the fruit to represent peace. Now, many of you may say, and I've actually had this question a couple times this week, when I told and shared people what I'll be using this week, they said, is the avocado really a fruit? Is it a fruit? Well, yes, the avocado is technically a fruit, although it's sometimes confused as a vegetable, sometimes even confused as a nut. And it falls within the category of being a berry. Did y'all know that? The avocado is a berry, unlike any berry, the other berry that you will taste, but it's just a berry with one large single seed. Now, I'm going to be 100% honest with you today. The avocado is one of the few fruits that I cannot stand. I don't like them. You may like them. I don't like them. Some people use them for salads. Some people use them mixed in smoothies. Or the most popular form of the avocado is obviously that good old guacamole. I don't like it either. This fruit, especially in the terms of the taste or look, has never really intrigued me at all. Now, you'll notice that the strawberries are sitting in front of self-control this morning. I'll grab a handful, and I think Pam was trying to steal one this morning as she was practicing for worship today, but the avocado is not one that I have any problems showing self-control with. However, in a little bit of research about this green fruit, I came across two interesting facts that many may not be aware of. First, the avocado has one of the shortest windows as a fruit for being ripe and ready to eat. If you cut the fruit too soon, the green pulp inside will be woody and hard to dig out. Way too long, however, the inside turns into a nasty brown mush. Yum, right? Having trouble experiencing your self-control this morning. But the other second interesting fact I found and discovered about this fruit is that it is one of the only fruits that contains healthy unsaturated fats. Now, if anyone has had a cholesterol test before, we know our doctors are always preaching to lower our LDL level. That's the bad cholesterol. Well, guess what? This little green fruit in front of me, the avocado, even though it's small in size, can have significant impact on our overall health. The same could be said this morning about the fruit of peace. All walk through our day-to-day lives, we only experience what we see as a few glimpses of peace in our lives. Maybe it is when we are enjoying our morning cup of coffee, just for a moment, but then the ringing of the telephone breaks that peace and silence. Maybe it is when we go for that outdoor walk during these cool winter mornings, the sunshine on our face, warming us and getting the blood flowing, as many people would say, but then our peace is shattered or challenged by our to-do list of other things that will be coming up that day, or the chores list that will be coming up this week. However, true peace is not short-lived. True peace, unlike the avocado, is always in season. Peace is not produced by the circumstances that are around us, but instead by the constant, calming presence of the one who is the embodiment of peace, our God. Similar to the avocado that has a lasting impact on our health, this ever-present peace can always have a life-changing impact, not only on our lives, but in the lives of those around us. This morning, the text that I've chosen to look at about peace is Psalm 46. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn there with me. But the fact is, Psalm 46 never ever mentions the word peace. Yet the words of the psalmist makes it clear that the peace we desire in our lives and desire for the world can only be found in the ever-present God. Now turn with me to Psalm 46 this morning as we seek insight into understanding, accepting, and sharing the fruit of peace. The words will be on the screen behind me. Reading from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. I think the first thing that we can draw about peace from Psalm 46 is this. The peace that can be found in God is not dictated by the circumstances that surround us. Psalm 46 is one of those psalms that feels like it could have been written just yesterday. The message is timeless, contemporary for us at the same time. As we read these opening verses of Psalm 46, the world being described is an upside-down world. Mountains slipping into the sea, waters roaming and roaring and foaming, mountains quaking, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis, tornadoes. Maybe in this day we should add a pandemic, political insurrection, hatred, even injustice. Those natural disasters continually shake us. Shake us at the core, but not just our planet, but also in our very lives. So where is God when this is happening? Where is God when all this chaos is going on? And I tell you what, that is one of the questions that have been asked the most over this past year. Many people have asked that question. Where is God in all of this that is happening? Where is God? Psalm 46 reminds up front that He is here. He is here. If there's no other words you remember from my sermon this morning, it is those three words. He is here. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Our God is not a God that is far off in the distance. Instead, He is here. He is our God, the God in the midst. The psalmist goes on to say in verse 4, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. Now, most would assume when they read this initially that the psalmist is referring to Jerusalem, the capital city of Israel. However, there is no river that runs through the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is actually built up on the side of a mountain. Instead, the psalmist is talking about the church, us, the gathering of God's people. God is in our midst daily, and if He is in our midst, we're sharing that with the world. As believers who follow Him, He is with us, and wherever we go, He goes. He is with us when we wake up early in the morning. He is with us when we go to sleep at night. He is with us through the darkest times of our lives, as well as the brightest days of celebration. Psalm 46 also says that the peace of God, even when we may not be feeling it, is present through His presence. The song we just sang, Waymaker, talks about that. We don't feel Him. We don't see Him. He's still here. How do we know that God is here with us, especially when times are tough and we feel distant from Him? Even in the midst of disaster, chaos, and challenges, God serves as the source of peace as long as we turn and embrace Him and nothing else. The psalmist never says that God would keep away these challenges. It doesn't say that. You can keep looking for it, and that's what we hope for, but it never says that in Psalm 46. Instead, it says that we do not have to fear these disasters. I once heard a pastor say, we can have peace even when we are being strangled by fear and disaster. Hear that again. We can have peace even when we are being strangled by fear and disaster. God's purpose is to give us rest. Like a river flowing from God, His presence flows into our hearts, bringing us an indescribable peace. How do I know that God is present to bring me peace in my life? It is one thing to say that He is here to bring peace to and through the church. That's one thing. But what about me? What about you? What about us individually? Now, one of the interesting references in Psalm 46 is that God is referred to at the very end as the God of Jacob. In verse 7, he says that, the God of Jacob. Now, we may quickly read over that designation, instead focusing on what it says about the God of Jacob, the reference to Him being our stronghold. But why didn't the psalmist refer to God as the God of Abraham? Why didn't he refer to Him as the God of Moses instead? Or even at the very least, why didn't he refer to it as the God of Israel? The changed name of Jacob. But no, he says the God of Jacob. If we look at biblical history, the name Jacob literally means trickster. If we remember the Old Testament stories of Jacob, that definition describes his life in a nutshell. Relying on his own cunning and trickery to get what he wanted, Jacob took advantage of his brother's hunger to obtain his brother's birthright. Jacob disguised himself as his brother Esau to trick his father into giving him the blessing. In spite of all Jacob's cunning and trickery, God was still Jacob's God. He continued to forgive and instruct him and sustain him through those dark times of his life. Similar to Jacob, too often we turn into ourselves. That's what Jacob was doing. He was turning into himself to get his way or to hopefully find some peace. But too oftentimes, we do exactly the same thing. We turn to ourselves to take refuge from the chaos of the world. Yet, God is still with us. He doesn't leave us. God is here. The Lord of hosts is with us. The last point from Psalm 46 that speaks about peace is that God's ever-present peace does not just protect us, but propels us to share this peace with the world. It's not just about protecting, it's propelling, it's sending us out. Let's return to one verse one for a moment. God is our refuge, and that's what we like to say. God is our refuge, but he's also our strength. When we think of the peace that God provides for us, let us not just picture ourselves cowering behind God when bad things are swirling around us and happening to us. Instead, let us see ourselves stepping out right beside God against those challenges, recognizing that our God, our source of strength, is right there with us. God is our strength. The God who ends wars, breaks the bows and cuts the spears, burns the shields to the ground, is the same God who stands beside us no matter what turmoil in our lives we are facing. The confidence that we find in God's presence propels us to share that same peace with the world. You see, peace from God is not seasonal. It is constant. We can be a source of encouragement to others going through troubled times. We can share that peace by stepping up and fixing broken relationships by speaking words of peace and forgiveness. God's peace is relational. It's not circumstantial. The Hebrew word shalom that we've heard many say before, we maybe repeated that word as well, should be our mantra as we cultivate this fruit of peace. Shalom means peace unto you. It does not mean, I hope you don't experience any trouble. That's not what shalom means. Instead, you are saying with a positive tone to someone, in God, you have good coming your way. Enjoy the presence of God. I am with you. This is peace. The more we experience the peace through God's presence in our lives, and the more we share it with the world and going out and cultivating that fruit, we will start to notice the lifelong impact that it has on our lives. Peace makes us spiritually healthy, just as avocados help us with our cholesterol. The impact that it will have on our lives, especially as we cultivate this fruit with the other fruits like goodness and self-control, is life-changing. Our lives and the lives of others. Where are you seeking to find peace in your life, in your chaotic world in which we live in today? Where do you seek refuge from the personal crises that affects your lives? Psalm 46 reminds us that the only true source of everlasting peace is found in He is here. He is here. Are you taking refuge in Him? Are you allowing Him to be your strength in a world that is in need of peace? My challenge to you today is this, and this week and the weeks ahead, is to seek peace in the one who is always present, who is always in season. Moreover, our lives today. The chaos swirling around us with the pandemic, political disputes and differences, injustice going on in the world, health crises, whatever it may be, Father, you are here. And you are here to provide us peace. May we tap into that source of peace in our lives and not be defined and dictated by all the circumstances around us. May we tap into you, and in doing so, may that peace flow through our lives to the lives of others. That is your challenge. That is how we cultivate peace in this world. And it starts with me. It starts with you, Father, and we give thanks that you are our ever-present source. We lift this prayer in the name of God, our source of peace this day. Amen. Maybe today, for the first time, you've realized that everything that's going on in your life, the circumstances and the chaos that may be taking place, maybe today, for the very first time, you realize, you know what? Maybe I just need to turn it over to God. That source of peace is right here. I just need to embrace it. If you are in that position this morning and you feel like this is the first time you've truly understood and experienced that peace from God, I encourage you to go to your knees, pray to God, get in contact with me today or this week, and let us talk about that ever source of peace in our lives. Maybe you're looking for a church family who seeks to cultivate peace, not just within our pews, but outside these walls as well. First Baptist Elon is the place for you. Call me. Contact me this week, and we'll talk about what it means to be a bearer of peace through this congregation. Or maybe just today. Maybe with everything that's been going on in our lives and in the world, maybe for the first time you recognize that you're letting the circumstances around your life dictate who you are and how you act. Go to the Lord today. Tap into that peace. Understand that that peace is there. It's always there. It's ever present. Embrace Him and let Him change your life and the lives of the ones around you. As we sing our closing hymn today, whatever decision you need to make this morning, make it now. Don't put it off. Make it now. Make it now with God in this moment. And I encourage you to sing our closing hymn with us today.
I've got peace like a river as I close the hymn.
Go in peace.